Thank you very much, Ms. Aydin. I would like to now give the floor to Mr. Daniel Straufeker, whose presence has been acknowledged and recognized, and who is a co-founder and chairman of ICG for Peace Foundation. Mr. Straufeker, you have the floor.
Good morning, Mr. President, Madam Chair, esteemed co-facilitators, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great honor for ICT for Peace Foundation to have been invited to this important meeting. But it is also, at the same time, a great pleasure to see some of our colleagues who, and in particular, Ambassador Chiari, and I would like to thank him for his kind words, with whom I have worked very closely with others here in the room in organizing the first phase and the second phase of WISIS. ICT for Peace has actively participated in the earlier meetings related to the WISIS review processes and led by UNESCO and ITU and CSTT Secretariat, respectively. ICT for Peace is a policy and action-oriented international foundation based in Geneva that promotes cybersecurity and the peaceful use of cyberspace and ICTs. It explores and champions the use of ICTs and media for crisis management, humanitarian assistance, peacekeeping, and peace building. The ICT for Peace Foundation is a brainchild of paragraph 36 of the WISIS Tunis commitment, which addresses the role of ICTs in preventing, responding to, and recovering from conflict. Para 36, which is our raison d'être and close to our heart, reads as follows. I'm reading it because it's not a very well-known paragraph. We, the heads of states, revalue the potential of ICTs to promote peace and to prevent conflict, which, inter alia, negatively affects achieving the development goals. ICTs can be used for identifying conflict situations through early warning, systems preventing conflict, promoting their peaceful resolution, supporting humanitarian action, including the protection of civilians in armed conflicts, facilitating peacekeeping mission, and assisting post-conflict peace building and reconstruction efforts. Allow me also to remind all the present here today that the United Nations Millennium Declaration of 2000, in its first paragraph, addresses the issues of peace and security and disarmament, along with economic and social development and poverty eradication as its overarching goals. Therefore, and similar to the important achievements in using ICTs for development, the heads of states in Tunisia invited the international community to pay more attention to the great potential of emerging ICT tools for supporting actors working in peace operations, peace building, humanitarian response, and the protection of fundamental rights. Since WSIS, a vibrant community of state and non-state actors has emerged, this community has developed a broad range of new ICT tools for peaceful purposes and in support of humanitarian operations. These include tools for crowdsourcing, crisis mapping, two-way communications with victims of disasters, and so forth. In particular, informal communities of expertise, such as the Crisis Mappers Conference, the Digital Humanitarian Network, or the Build Peace Conference, have contributed significantly to developing and deploying ICTs in support of crisis management and peace-building efforts. But more needs to be done. On the other hand, and it has mentioned on several occasions already, over the past decade, we have also witnessed how ICTs are increasingly used for purposes detrimental to peace and security, including hacking and other attacks on digital networks and systems. Traditional and social media are also being used to promote disharmony and conflict between and within countries, and increasingly to incite violence. Therefore, governments, international organizations, civil society must urgently address the newly emerging threat through combating crime and terrorism while respecting human rights, developing norms of responsible state behavior and confidence-building measures in the cyberspace. Allow me to thank the Secretariat of the Commission on Science and Technology for Development for an excellent description of the challenges and achievements in the context of paragraph 36 of WISI's 2005 Tunis commitment. In their report, Implementation, WISI's Outcomes, a 10-year review, and particularly on page 27. I would also thank the authors of the report of WISI's Plus 10 statement on the implementation of WISI's outcomes for including a reference to paragraph 36 in its preamble, which inter alia reads as follows. In particular, we reaffirm paragraph 36 of the Tunis commitment regarding the potential of ICTs to promote peace and to prevent conflict. In conclusion, I would like to reiterate ICT for Peace's commitment to development of ICTs for peace and security for an open, free, and secure cyberspace. I invite UN member states and all stakeholders to reaffirm paragraph 36 of the Tunis commitment regarding the potential of ICTs to promote peace and to prevent conflict and contribute to its implementation. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stauffacher.